This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Storm teams with the National Weather Service spent much of Wednesday studying storm damage in southern Missouri. They've determined that it was an EF2 tornado that moved through the Branson and Kimberling City areas, causing numerous injuries and damaging several buildings, including some of the tourist town's famous theaters. Ryan Cardell is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield.
They rated the damage points there along that track as an EF2. A survey team also did go visit Pittsburgh, Kansas, at the very beginning of basically where the damage started to occur with the northern storm that eventually went up through Buffalo, but it started off in far eastern Kansas. They determined out there that was a straight line wind event of 100 to 120 miles per hour at Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Storm teams are still trying to determine if the storm in Dallas County near Buffalo that caused the death, several injuries, and widespread damage was a tornado or straight-line winds. In all, three people were killed in southern Missouri when severe storms moved through early Wednesday. Governor Jay Nixon has released an additional $5 million withheld from this year's K-12 and higher education budgets. Marshall Griffin has details from Jefferson City.
The Nixon administration says $3 million of the withheld funding will help keep school buses on the road, while just over $2 million will go toward universities and community colleges. Budget Director Linda Lubring says the move was made because state lottery sales have been better than expected.
We don't know for sure. There is some chance that some more of it could be released later in the fiscal year. We'll obviously watch it every month as we get updated numbers from the lottery.
Governor Nixon cut $8 million from K-12 transportation when he signed the current budget into law last summer. Meanwhile, the Republican chair of the House Budget Committee criticized the Democratic governor for withholding the money to begin with, saying it wasn't necessary. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's unemployment rate fell by half a point to 7.5% in January, the lowest level in over 3 years, according to the latest state report. The state boosted its payroll employment by 21,100 jobs in January. John Fugere, Director of Communications at the Missouri Department of Economic Development, says the state's economy is heading in the right direction.
You know, pretty much across all sectors we had job growth. The only sector, the only exception where we saw jobs decrease in Missouri in January 2012 was in government employment, which decreased by 3,000.
MU economics professor Joe Haslag says Missouri's economic recovery was lagging behind the nation until now.
Whether this is a one-month aberration or whether there's a real trend that's going to show up in this case, the Missouri employment recovery had been extraordinarily slow.
The state unemployment rate remains below the national average, which sits at 8.3%. Several National Weather Service storm survey teams fanned out across the storm-damaged areas of southern Missouri Wednesday to determine if tornadoes touched down. Mike Griffin, National Weather Service meteorologist in Springfield, says there was one continuous track that started near Kimberling City, moved through the heart of Branson, and ended near Kissy Mills.
That was one track that was 22 miles long and about 400 yards wide. We rated that an EF2, which is a strong tornado.
EF2 tornadoes pick up winds as much as 130 miles per hour. There were three other tracks near Buffalo. That's where a tornado tore through a mobile home park, killing one and injuring several others.
One track went south of Buffalo. We found another track that went into the Bennett Springs area. And then we found another track that went through Lebanon. So those are three separate tracks or three separate tornadoes that occurred up there across Dallas and Laclede County.
The tornado that hit the mobile home park was labeled an EF2. The others were EF0 and an EF1. The areas that were hit by the severe storms early Wednesday morning could see more severe weather tomorrow with a slight possibility of tornadoes. An MU researcher has received a $300,000 grant to study the best rehabilitation practices for amputees. The study will be done with the help of MU's Brain Imaging Center. The technology in the center allows researchers to collect behavior data by producing pictures of the entire body, including the brain. Scott Frey, the director of the Brain Imaging Center, says that the project will give them a better indication of the brain's activity.
Well, my biggest hope is that this basic research is going to help us to better understand what the capacity is for the human brain to adapt and reorganize when it experiences changes such as loss of a limb or loss of the function of a limb.
The new study will begin this spring. Volunteers aged 18 to 70 who have lost or been born without an arm or hand are encouraged to join. they will get compensation for their time. Legislation cracking down on unlicensed daycare providers evoked emotional testimony in a House committee hearing on Wednesday. Daniel Carter has more from Jefferson City.
A House committee debated legislation that would increase fines for daycare providers that break the law and limit the amount of children a provider can look after. Shelley Blecka, the mother of a child who died in the care of an unlicensed daycare provider, says there must be limits on this number.
The statistics will show that, you know, children need more than just a bottle crammed in their mouth and their diaper changed. You have to show them love. How are you going to do that if you can watch any amount of children possible?
While no representatives spoke against the bill, one did ask for clarification on the language of the bill. The bill still awaits a vote in committee. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Danielle Carter.
And for KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.